Are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess is Bob Chapman. He's talking about the fact that a couple of banks went down the weekend before last, one bank this last weekend. But you see, they're not letting the American people know that. The Federal Deposit Insurance Company has about $53 billion to ward off, of course, the collapsing. And it suggested that maybe they've already used up about 10% of their principal simply to take care of these banks, the IndyMac and these other banks that have gone down. And then what happens when the FDIC runs out of money to guarantee the deposit? Well, of course, the federal government will just print more money and print more money and print more money and print more money, and pretty soon we're going to be just like it is in Zimbabwe today, where, of course, the inflation rate is running about 2.5 million percent a year. 2.5 million percent a year. Remember, we installed the government there. I think there's just a little trial, a little experiment they're running, social experiment. They love to run these social experiments. And, of course, the United States, with all their bluster, is really keeping the Zimbabwe government in power. We're giving money to the United Nations, which provides food and supplies for the elite over there, but nothing for the people. We back communist China that's supplying the military material that can be used to suppress the people over there. Why don't we just say that communist China, we're not coming to the Olympic if you continue financing the corrupt regime in Zimbabwe and in Burma and in North Korea? But we wouldn't do that, because basically they're doing our job for us. They're supporting these ruthless tyrants, but the average American has no glimpse of it because nobody ever points it out to them. Bob, go ahead. You were beginning to tell us what you think is going to be the outcome of the way things are going.
Well, and so they're talking about freezing those large deposits and paying out the small ones. The IndyMac and the few that have gone under so far will reduce the FDIC's bankroll of $52.8 billion to probably about $48 billion. And as you said, what will happen beyond that when the money is exhausted is that the taxpayer will take over the burden. I also expect that when one goes, let's say you have $100,000 in Bank X, and you go to get your money, and what they're going to say in time we'll be happy to give you money. We're going to give you $25,000, and beyond that, you'll have to go to an interview with the Department of Homeland Security. Incidentally, they did this with IndyBank. They didn't use the DHS, but that's what I see coming. And so you'll be interrogated as to why you want your money and whether it's justified. And then they will offer to pay you out over a period of perhaps a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years. And that's legal, incidentally. And those laws have been on the books since the 1950s.
And I think it's so important people understand when they say they're going to give you the money, but they don't say when they're going to give you the money. That's
or
the
how.
Right,
or
right,
how.
Right.
And, of course, government paper is not worth the paper it's written on. And that's why we've recommended Swiss franc government bonds, because the Swiss government is stable, and they don't have the debt that Americans have. Inflation and unemployment are at obscurely low levels compared to what's going on in America and other countries. And they have a history of solvency. And so anyway, to go on, this morning we saw some nasty things, such as historically large losses at the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation,
Now, that's the largest bank in the world, isn't it?
The majority of which is owned by the Queen of England.
Right.
And then we saw the Royal Bank of Scotland in an article in the Times Online saying that they probably lost $2 billion in the first half of the year and probably would lose another $1.4 billion at least the second half of the year. Incidentally, the Queen of England owns 40% of that bank as well, and 40% of Santander in Spain, for your information. And so we have this nasty news coming out, and all the commodities and the price of gold, silver, platinum, palladium go down. That's no coincidence. That's not logical. That's manipulation. And so goes our corporatist fascist government.
Well, you know, Chris, the thing is that General Motors is on the brink of bankruptcy, as is Ford and is Chrysler. Certainly even Toyota is cutting back on their automobile production in the United States. The housing market's in the tank. The financial market is in the tank. And even Boeing is beginning to lay off people because a lot of the airlines have had to cut back on, you know, on the new planes that they'd ordered. So, and then, of course, the farmers are having terrible trouble. The trucking industry is having trouble. I mean, is there any industry that's doing well? We know that sales are down, and certainly Macy's is in real trouble. Mervyn's is talking about bankruptcy, but the average
it's
individual
all over the world, Stan.
Right, right.
But I mean, wait till you see the figures that. Well, I just spell checked and read over what I wrote this morning and over the weekend. And the figures that are coming out on the fall in automobile sales and general consumption sales in Europe is horrible already. I mean, it's like somebody turned the light out. And so this phenomena is spreading throughout the world. Even government figures showed all long-term now, long-term unemployment that goes back to 1990, is 14.3%, which surmounts my 14% figure. And these are official figures now. Can you imagine what it really is?
Right.
It shows you how conservative I've been. The U6, which is the figures which include all the people recently who, and this is in the last year, who no longer collect unemployment because their benefits have run out, you add them into the regular unemployment in the figure officially is 10.8%. So unemployment is certainly climbing, and it's going to continue to do so. And all of the things that we said 4 years ago, 3 years ago, are all coming true. And I must say that the international forecaster has made phenomenal picks along the way. And I'm very unhappy that I did, in as much as they're so detrimental to our society.
Well, I think it's very important that people understand that the purpose of the Federal Reserve System is to give us a solvent currency, give us a solid currency that is not losing values. And what's really interesting, you know, the prices in the United States really were pretty stable from about 1812 all the way up to, or 1815, all the way up right until the into the 1940s. It's only since then that we've seen this inflationary spiral begin, and then, of course, get much worse after after August 15th, 1971. But now prices are really, they're going up astronomically, and everybody's waiting for everything to settle down and America to get back the way it was before, and I don't think America's ever going to be the way it was before. What are your thoughts, Bob?
I don't think it will either, unless they do something very important. And incidentally, to add to what you spoke of, August 15th of 71 going off the gold standard, also, if you remember, GATT started in 1962 and became WTO in 1988, the World Trade Organization. And this free trade and globalization was part of the takedown of the American economy. And also it negatively has affected Canada and Europe as well, to put them in a position where, which we've discussed before, making those peoples in those countries accept world government. And I people often leave out that free trade situation, which has been extraordinarily detrimental. So how do we get back on track? Well, we go back on a gold standard. The government tells us they have all this gold. Of course, they don't. But we got to go back on a gold standard of some sort. And we've got to do away with free trade and globalization. And we do that by instituted tariffs on goods and services. And everybody else will do the same thing, and that's fine. We'll just go back to what we were doing prior to 1962 from 1815 onward. And then we will be able to evolve back into what we were before. And so that is the solution.
But of course, Bob,
there is a solution. The question is, can we make it happen?
Well, of course, the thing is that we do not have the industrial base we used to. We've shipped most of our industrial base offshore. Our government has subsidized and encouraged these companies. General Motors, the largest car producer over in China, they're not going to tell you that. They have actively subsidized and encouraged our industries to move offshore because our leaders had no loyalty to America. Their loyalty was to this internationalist dream. In fact, we actually interviewed a congressman from Utah a couple of years ago. Of course, he did not get reelected because he told the truth. He told me that that basically, you know, the companies were being guaranteed that if somebody nationalized their industries overseas, they'd not only get their money back, but two or three times their investment. In other words, boy, you go over there and they nationalize you, we'll really reward you. Well, of course, who'd be crazy enough not to take an offer like that, especially when you can get people to work at slave labor wages? You don't have to worry about Environmental Protection Agency. You don't have to worry about OSHA. You don't have to worry about all the local rules and regulations and the oppressive taxation here in the United States. Then we gave them special tax breaks to encourage them to move offshore. And the average American has no idea what's going on. They're just so worried about Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and who's going to win the next golf tournament. But no realization, of course, that we've been betrayed by our leaders. Would you agree, Bob?
I do. And, you know, that's the Import-Export Act and the Insurance Act. You know, it's interesting. I haven't written about that again. I wrote about it in 1994.
Would you write about it again? We need to have that information.
14 years since I wrote about it. But that's how they insured all of that. And yes, they do have those guarantees. But, again, how to solve that is to take those guarantees away, impose tariffs on goods and services. Because if you have the tariffs, the
hold that thought,
that
Bob. Hold that thought. We'll be right
United
back.
States.
Hold that thought.
Ted Ennis from Midas, August 4th, 2008. Gold 90270 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $928.91, $457.55 for half, $228.78 for quarter. That's $928.91, $457.55, and $228.78.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest this afternoon is Bob Chapman, and we're simply talking about the dire straits a country's in. And certainly the average American believes that things are just going to get a little worse, and then they're going to turn around, and we're going to be fine. And, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't the way it's going to go at all. The people who created this whole thing created it on purpose. I have no question at all. They knew exactly what they were doing. And when we come out, we're either going to have a constitutional society in our freedom, or we're going to live under a ruthless tyranny and a one-world government. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And if you don't read the Forecaster, you have no idea what's going on in the world today, believe me. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, as I was saying, when we had the commercial cut in, that is that the problem is solved with our industry having moved out. They will move back in. Because when you have tariffs on goods and services, the tariffs will make a level playing field, and there will be no longer any advantage to a manufacturer or a software company like IBM or Citigroup, which is outsourcing, among many, many other companies, their credit card call. Credit card callers for debt that's not paid to be moved to Panama like they announced today. And so all of these jobs will come back to America. It is as simple as that. And yes, Americans will have more inflation because they'll have to pay more than they would have otherwise for goods. But which would you rather have? 3% or 4% annual inflation, or no jobs. It beats not eating.
Okay.
And so that's a very, very important point. And I'm the only hard money newsletter writer that I know of who lays that out, and they all disagree because they believe all of this garbage that's been put out about tariffs being the cause of the Depression in the early 1930s. They were not the cause. Yes, tariffs went up. They were minuscule, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7% in most instances. And everybody else did it. So the real cause of the Depression was the Federal Reserve System, and they did not pump money into the market.
Well, they withdrew money from the market. It wasn't that they didn't.
That's right. They withdrew money from the market and made it happen.
Right.
Just like they're making it happen right now.
You're absolutely right. And this is the thing that nobody wants to talk about. The Fed created that intentionally, and every time the economy would begin to recover, what would the Fed do? They'd pull more money out of the economy, and they had plenty of money to send over to Stalin in Russia and plenty of money to send Adolf Hitler in Germany, but amazingly, no money to get our economy moving again, and you have to ask yourself why, but that's another question. Right now we've got Dan calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
I have a question for Bob Chapman there.
Right.
Bob, I have quite a few shares of a bank, stock in a bank that I inherited about 14 years ago, and it's been sitting in there, and I get a dividend four times a year. Now, there's another show on the shortwave called Follow the Money, if you're familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I sent away for some information, and I did get a prospectus on that, and it's foreign exchange trading, FX. And I read the prospectus, and, you know, it's very interesting, but it's a move that would be using much, you know, foresight and thought about. And I've been waiting to get a chance to talk to you because I value your expertise, and I was just wondering if you could tell me what you think about that and what the risks are as opposed to the gains.
Well, historically, people who have gone into the foreign exchange markets and commodity markets have lost 90% of their money.
Ooh.
Today, people claim that through trading in those markets that they can get a risk-free guarantee return. And I've heard that from that group of people.
Okay.
And there is nothing that is risk-free and guaranteed in any investment. And so being unregulated, I guess they can say what they want to say. And
well,
so there is an element of risk there. The commissions run from 5 to 7%. Normally when you buy stocks today, you pay 1%. So I would consider them quite high. The people who I have talked to, who have emailed me and told me their experience, are saying that those high fees have inhibited their return, and their return is, and these are just the people who contacted me, their return was between 5.5% and 12%.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapman. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And the 888 number is the next hour. Well, anyway, if you're out there, you have a question, 1-800-259-5791. And really, the one thing that really bothers me, Bob, is that I don't want anybody investing my money for me. I'm really very, very concerned that, you know, that they might very well disappear with my money. Is that possible? Could that happen in some of these programs that are out there?
It's very possible. There's crooks everywhere, and so you have to be very careful. I mean, even in the regulated markets, each year, the NESD and the SEC and the banking authorities are charging people with things. And then you have things like managed forex accounts, of which there's no regulation whatsoever. And so I don't consider that good. I think regulation is good. And you also have sometimes in some of the industries, people using other people's money to pay other people, in other words, a Ponzi scheme. And so if you ever have trouble getting your money from a company, like if they say, well, you got to wait 30 days, or they dance you around for 6 months, or whatever the case, then you know you may have a problem. And I think that you should demand your money if you can't get it.
All right, fine. Well, certainly we see a gold and silver and platinum down. Very strong platinum has really been taking a bath here in the last week to 10 days. Do you think it's going to come back again? And do you think that the industrial demand is going to fall off and they're not going to really be not coming back again?
Well, if you've noticed, the entire commodity market in the last 3 weeks has been under pressure. Of course, the energy complex, mm-hmm. but it's also in the softs and the beans as well. And we've seen it largely in platinum and palladium. And gold is down some $30 and silver probably a dollar or whatever. It's not as much. They are down. So that whole grouping has been softer. But platinum, palladium, it's interesting that most of it is coming from South Africa, and they're operating power at about 85% of capacity, and will for the next 5 years. And that's why platinum and palladium made large moves previously to the upside. And now we find that people are realizing that the main use for platinum and palladium, which is in vehicles, that vehicle sales are plummeting. And so it was a kind of a push-pull situation where you had a negative, which made platinum and palladium go up on one side, and now you have another negative, which is pulling it down on another side. And so it looks like the lack of production of vehicles syndrome is the strongest in this instance, and that's why platinum and palladium are very soft and probably will remain so for a while.
All right, fine. Well, we've got somebody calling from Illinois. Who's calling from Illinois?
Dave from Illinois.
Oh, hi, Dave. How you doing? Do you have a question for you?
Dr. Stan, I got a question for Bob Burr. Here, about 3 months ago or so, it was on Butch Paul's show. He had a news-breaking deal there where, if you recall, they had to close a door station of Congress. You remember that?
And well, I remember reading a report of that. And there's been no verification from Congress, but that doesn't mean anything. I do believe a meeting like that could well have been held.
Well, it was on mainstream media, you know, on CNN, that they had held a closed-door session, which was only like the third one in the whole history of the country. And on Butch Paul's show, he said by somebody he knew that as an insider to Washington that Congress was notified that the dollar was going to collapse next month, which had been in September this year. And
all I can do is tell you what Joel Skousen said. He said that that was a closed-door session of the Intelligence Committee, and, of course, the people on the Intelligence Committee are, you know, sworn to secrecy anyway. But we'll just have to wait to see. Dave, you may be right, but we may not. So there are a lot of people out there trying to get us scared to death, and if it collapses, there's nothing we can do about it. But I doubt very much that they told all the members of Congress that, even though it may have occurred in the mainline media. You don't believe everything you read in the newspaper, do you?
Oh, no. Well, that's it. But, I kept the memory of that it was, you know, coming up next month.
Right. Well, we'll just wait and see anyway. But thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
Let's go to our special caller from Colorado. Who's calling from Colorado?
Hey, how are you?
Who's this now?
Nick from Colorado.
Okay, Nick, what part of Colorado did you come from?
Oh, southern part.
Southern part. You don't listen to our program, then, that we do in the morning there out of Giantstown.
No, I kind of... you have one here in Colorado?
Yeah, we have one every morning. It's at 8 o'clock your time, but it's out of Johnstown. But it doesn't get to southern. It gets into Fort Collins.
Yeah, I get this on the Internet. I just barely... found out about GCN probably in the last 2 months.
Fine. Well, you can get it. You can get that on AmericanNewsNet.com. AmericanNewsNet.
Appreciate all of these. All this information we otherwise couldn't have access to. My question is: I own my property outright, and I have a share of domestic water and irrigation water.
Right.
But my problem is, I got myself into some credit card debt. And what if I can't pay off them credit cards? Can they come after my property?
What about that, Dave?
Well, first of all, I'm not an attorney, but the answer, as far as I'm concerned, is yes.
Get yourself out of credit card debt.
So what you've got to do is find a way, and there are services that exist that will go in and negotiate with you with credit card companies. So let's say that you owe $100,000. They might be able to cut a deal where you say, well, look, I'll pay you $25,000 or $30,000, and that's I think the best I can do, and they accept that perhaps. And the Internal Revenue Service does the same thing as well. But if they look at you and you owe $100,000 in debt on your credit cards and your property's worth $1 million, I don't think it's going to wash.
But you've got to get out of your credit card debt because the interest will just kill you.
But how much is your property worth?
Oh, it's probably $50,000.
All right, fine.
But it's all like
well, they'll probably deal with you if you owe them $100,000 or $50,000 or something.
I only
like
owe
that.
About $10,000, but I can't get off of it because of the interest.
One of the things you might do is take out a home equity loan or property equity loan at 6 or 7% and to get off from it the interest, and then you can break the cycle because you've got to get out from the credit card debt. They're charging you 25-30%. They got you. So take out a loan on your home, pay that thing off, and then I swear you'll never, never, never use another credit card.
Stan, that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It's what I've been telling people for the last 8 years, and I only wish you'd listened to this program or found it 8 years ago, and you wouldn't have had that problem.
Okay,
yeah, okay, thank you.
Anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
No, I forgot what my...
Okay, but that's the thing to do is get a loan on your property. It'll cost you something, but you'll have to pay the interest there. But at least it'll be deductible, which your interest in your credit card is not, and then pay off your credit card debt, and then, of course, cut up your credit card. God bless.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Nick.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And so if you have a question for Bob, we're in very, very difficult straits at the present time, and I think it's vitally important that people begin to understand that there are people who created this whole problem. The people within the central bank of the United States and believe the Fed is a central bank. It's a privately owned central bank created by the bankers for the bankers to benefit the bankers and to impoverish you. They know exactly what they're doing, and what they really want is a feudal system, a feudal society. And if you haven't read my little pamphlet on the history of money, you need to get it. It will explain to you what Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, said about what they're doing, where he talked about how their whole idea is to create a feudalistic system. Now, that means they're the feudal lords and we're the feudal slaves or the serfs. Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get copies of the International Forecaster and subscribe as I do and get the information that they need to be able to survive in times like this.
Well, the Forecaster is published by email every Wednesday and Saturday, and it's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. It runs around 30 pages each time. We also, for those who are not on the Internet, have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. You can get a free introductory copy by going to our site. That address is theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. If you'd like to have us answer some questions for you, you can email us at international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. Or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188 and get that free introductory copy.
All right, very good. So certainly information there is really fascinating, and certainly people need to get the overview of what's going on, and Bob does a beautiful job of that and really gives you an idea of what's happening in Spain, what's happening in China, what's happening in India, and they're all having similar problems. In fact, India's having some real problems, aren't they? Pardon me, China's having some real problems. Isn't their stock market down considerably?
About 52%, and I just wrote a piece highlighting the changes, we'll call them. The growth rate is starting to drop. It has for the last 6 months. Inflation, it continues to rise. Money and credit continues to rise. It's running around 18.5% to 19%. Inflation officially is around 6.5%, but it's really higher than that. They've had to withdraw. They changed the reserves of banks so that they couldn't lend as much money. They had to keep more money on hand. And I think that figure is up to around 18.5% or 19%. They're working at it. They've got a big problem. Exports have fallen off, and it looks like they're going to continue to do so in a big way. And I think after the thrust that we have seen for the Olympics is over, I think that China, which is an export nation, probably number one in the world, no, I guess it's two or three in the world, is going to have problems, just like even Germany's having them right now, and Japan is having them. And so the whole world is in recession, and the question is, how long is it going to take the world to get into depression? Because that's where we're headed, and there's no way that they can get out of going in that direction.
And because it looks like we're going to have an inflationary depression, but that's the worst of all worlds. And of course, I think we guaranteed they're going to have inflation because the price of iron ore went up 85%. You know, just boom, just like that about 2.5-3 weeks ago when Rio Tinto, one of the largest establishments, probably the largest miner in the world, worked out an agreement with the Chinese communists to raise the price of iron ore 85%. No reason for it at all. They just did it, obviously. That means that anything made out of steel will go up. Everything is going to skyrocket along with that, and that's just the beginning. That is the most amazing thing. I would have thought that would have been headlines in every newspaper. Why would they, raise the price 85% when there was no shortage? Well, because they want inflation. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I think it's the guarantee of future delivery. I think it's the guarantee of the realities of the market right now. And we're starting to see slowing. So we probably will get one more large commodity rally, perhaps early next year, later this year, and it will probably last for another 6 to 9 months, maybe a year. And by that time, it'll become very evident to people that the usage of commodities, particularly base metals like that, is going to diminish. And when that happens, we have to then look at the usage of money and credit by speculators, corporations, individuals, and government. Because I just wrote this morning, they're quadrupling the amount of bonds that and notes and bills that the federal government is going to issue at the next auction. Quadruple. And that tends to take money in and away from business, borrowers, speculators, etc. At the same time, banks have been pulling back and changing the rules and becoming more conservative in what they lend, not only to mortgage holders and people with personal loans, but to businesses that need this money. And if they don't loosen up real quick to business, because the commercial paper market is falling as well in the amount of money that's being lent in it. And if they don't do something about loosening up for business and even speculation, this whole house will come tumbling down, not in 2 or 3 years, maybe in 6 months.
Because the thing is that money is getting increasingly hard to get. In other words, they're tightening down on...
Which is the exact wrong thing for them to be doing unless they want to collapse quickly. And I don't think they want to collapse quickly. See, the banks are stuck because they've got all of this bad debt. They have an asset equity problem, and that is they don't have enough money to balance their balance sheet. In other words, they're on the verge of failure, and they're scrambling to make as much money as they can as quickly as possible. They're raising rates, and they're gambling in the markets and all those sort of things, and they're trying to employ the money that they have and the money that they're borrowing at the discount rate window, at the Fed auctions, and in the repo market, and they're trying to take that money and make money with it, and they're not lending enough to business.
And I agree with you, and I think that we're in some very, very serious problems, and of course, certainly the housing market is just about collapsed, and certainly price of housing is falling. A lot of people are actually going out and buying houses now because they think it's at the bottom.
That's the worst thing they could do.
No.
This market is going lower. Believe me, we may see a cresting in the subprime loan area, which will finally run its course by the end of next June. But we have the ALTA loans, and they're twice as big in dollar number as the subprime loans, and they're going to have a 50% failure rate. And then coming now for the next 5 years is the option pick-and-pay loans, which are even bigger than the ALTA loans.
Well,
this is not going away.
You're absolutely right. Our guest has been Bob Fletcher from the International Forecaster, and we'll talk to him again later this week on one of our other programs, and again next Monday. Bob, bye-bye. God bless you.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Network, and of course, just if you haven't read my or heard my talk on the financial tsunami, it was the talk we gave a couple of years ago, but it's apropos because everything we talked about is coming to pass. That's the financial tsunami, and the syllabus that goes with that will help you to understand all the terms that they use, M1, M2, M3, money supply, currency in circulation, and we just give you the background on that. Then, of course, we have our two pamphlets. One is called The History of Money, because there's nothing new under the sun. The same thing has happened. It's happening today in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome, and it happened in Florence and Venice. It happened many times, you know, from the early 1700s right up to the present time. It's happening in Zimbabwe today. It happened in Argentina about 5 years ago. And of course, it's just destroyed and wiped out the middle class, and that's the plan. You have to understand there really are people who hate you out there in the middle class, and they want to rob you of your life savings and enslave you. So you want to get our pamphlet, The History of Money. You want to get the Financial Meltdown, and then, of course, the book, if you haven't read it, The Creature from Jekyll Island, excellent reading. And then, of course, you'll get the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. And then, of course, you can get his book, Fiat Money Inflation in France. And then, of course, you can't really understand anything going on today unless you understand the spiritual forces which are manipulating everything going along behind the scenes or taking place behind the scenes, because their goal is a new world order, a new world religion, and, of course, a new world leader. That's why you need my talk, first of all, Brotherhood of Darkness and or the DVD. Then you want to get forbidden secret, and of course then you'll want to get secret knowledge. These are all DVDs, and is a syllabus with the forbidden secret, which we recommend to you, because of course we explained to you the esoteric phrases that were used in President Bush's speech when he talked about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And what's he talking about? Well, of course, he used the term not once, but twice for emphasis. And, of course, all the people on the other side understood. But most people on our side don't. So that's why these talks are so important. You certainly want to get our talk on the planned police state. You want to get our material on concentration camps, the DVD, the four-tape set. And you'll certainly want to get the syllabus on the planned police state, because you see all the documentation there of everything we say and how the concentration camps are not imaginary, they're real. They're people who really intend to establish a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is, of course, radioliberty.com. We encourage you to go there. That's radioliberty.com. Watch our videos. Watch our other videos. Read our newsletters. Listen to our radio programs there. And you can listen 9 hours a day to our satellite feed for Radio Liberty. And then you'll hear Joyce Rice, O'Reilly, and Butch Paw, and the Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer. You certainly may want to get yourself an inexpensive satellite. They're $169.95, a quick satellite. If you want information on that, we'll get it for you, because we've got all sorts of people across the country who are getting into satellite television. Doesn't cost you anything. Once you've got it set up, it's yours for life, and as long as we're there, you'll hear our programs on a regular basis on clear digital sound. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give a serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Quite frankly, we need your help. We got an opportunity to go on a couple of other stations, one up in Seattle, another one here in the Monterey Bay area, another one back in Tennessee. But we need your help and financial support to do it. And so if you'd like to help us, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. So please tell others about our program, encourage them to listen, because the best thing we can do is get them educated. Hopefully they're going to be able to survive this coming period of chaos and turmoil that threatens to overwhelm our nation. And we'll